It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna Tavlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
All right. How's checking in at
number five.
Oh, the president. I don't know why he thought to. I don't know. We had AB Sauter down a little bit earlier today.
We did.
And she marveled at the concept that the White House press operation thought it was a good idea to have George Stephanopoulos spend 30 hours with Donald Trump.
Unheard of access, driving around in a limo across town. I mean, just he went with him everywhere.
Yeah. 30 hours. 30. That's 30. That's a lot of time. I've had marriages that lasted less than 30 hours.
Kim Kardashian has too.
Yeah, I do not believe in that, the 30 hours with anybody. But the president thought, you know, listen, ABC News, that's an important thing. Peter Jennings used to be there. He was quite a swordsman. I loved him.
A swordsman, is what you call him?
That's what, like, men of that generation called, you know, guys who were, like, swashbuckling lovers.
Strapping.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Nice. Anyway, the point is this, that let's play just a little bit of this and then we'll move along. There was this very unfortunate moment where the acting, and that's why everybody's acting in the White House, because no one's going to be there permanently, the acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, may have had a coughing fit during one of the president's answers, specifically an answer about releasing his financial statements.
They're after my financial statement. The Senate, they'd like to get my financial statement. At some point, I hope they get it.
You're going to turn it over?
No, at some point, I might. But at some point, I hope they get it because it's a fantastic financial statement. It's a fantastic financial statement. And let's do that over. He's coughing in the middle of my answer.
Yeah, okay.
I don't like that, you know?
Your chief of staff.
If you're going to cough, please leave the room.
Get a shot of, you know.
Okay, do you want to do that a little differently then?
Yeah, we just changed the angle. Okay. Yep.
Okay.
You want to do it a little differently? You mean ask a different question because I don't want to answer that
No. He wants to answer that because he loves that answer, which is, wait till you get them. They're fantastic. Well, then give them up. Go ahead. You know, the funny thing is that he did a second take in that. He knew exactly how the editing would work.
Right.
So that's after the
true.
Cough,
his
he got
TV
the
finesse there were. I mean, like, yeah. He understood. You're absolutely right.
Yes. The problem is you can't edit it that way. You'd have to do a retake or shoot it from a different angle to make that actually work. So,
well, in most cases, if that were just a piece on the nightly news, they wouldn't use that take. They would use the next one as the soundbite. But in this case, he's being able to roll this out over several days for ABC in long format. So it plays differently.
Well, also, they have that moment. And there's, you know, when they sit down, he's the president. Anything he does is news. So yelling, you know, this, they don't have to offer him the courtesy of, they would, a Kardashian, let's say, of, hey, can we do that over again? Because something fell or somebody coughed or whatever. Let's just take that over again. That wouldn't be news. The president yelling at his acting chief of staff for coughing is news because he has the nuclear codes. That's why. Here's take two.
Okay.
So at some point, I look forward to, frankly, I'd like to have people see my financial statement because it's phenomenal. No, it's not up to me. It's up to lawyers. It's up to everything else. But they're asking for things that they should never be asking for, that they've never asked another president for. They want to go through every deal that I've ever done. What they're doing is a disgrace.
What other presidents have turned over?
They're trying to do step, step, step. They want to keep it going as long as possible to try and demean and hurt as much as possible so they can possibly win the presidential election.
Well, yeah, no. It's because you're the first guy not to do it. That's why. It's pretty simple. But he loves this fight. I think he loves it. He thinks the more he does this, the more that the people who love him will love him for standing up for himself, and then he just gets to be the victim. Like, everybody's out to get him because they want his tax returns. No one's ever going to have their tax returns. Well, yes, everybody has. But it's in his world, it doesn't matter. What the narrative is, as he sets it. And if he believes it and says it convincingly enough, then everybody else is going to believe it. And that has happened. That
I don't
tends
know if everybody
to work.
Believes it. They just...
Here's the other piece, though. Did you see... This was so wide-ranging that it went from everything from that,
everything,
which seems to be fairly substantial stuff, right,
mm-hmm,
to UFOs.
We're reading more and more reports of Navy pilots seeing lots and lots
of UFOs. Have you been briefed on that? What do you make of it?
I have. I think it's probably, I want them to think whatever they think. They do say, I mean, I've seen and I've read and I've heard, and I did have one very brief meeting on it, but people are saying they're seeing UFOs. Do I believe it? Not particularly.
Do you think you'd know if there were evidence of extraterrestrials?
Well, I think our great pilots would know. And some of them really see things that are a little bit different than in the past. So we're going to see. But we'll watch it. You'll be the first to know.
My great pilots.
My mind.
My great pilots. My military. My generals.
Where are my African Americans?
Yes. No, it was, where's my African American? It was singular. It was not plural.
Well, he's honest.
Yes. All right. Okay. There you go. Okay. I don't know.
I still question the 30 hours with Stephanopoulos. They're still feeding out new things that he said.
Well, they ran the whole thing last night.
Oh, they did? They saw the whole thing?
You could see the whole thing.
I'm still seeing headlines from it.
Yeah. Well, because there were things that happened last night. You're like, what?
I know.
Like the Mulvaney thing, they didn't roll out until it was on last night. So this is like a whole thing that people are, wait, you talked about UFOs? What? It was, you know, they also talk about, did you see this? He tweeted over the weekend that, you know, his supporters would demand that he gets more than two terms.
What?
Yes. It's like, what are you talking about? I know he's trolling us, right? He's trying to, I'm almost to the point where I think he's just trolling me because he knows I'm going to be hysterical when he does things like this, right? I bite on it. I'm like, oh my God.
He's going to change the Constitution.
The 21st Amendment, blah, 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 blah. And people are like, yeah, okay, bro, you're an idiot. You're an idiot. All right. Is it time? Yeah, it's time. Oh.
I love where we're going with four.
Yeah. This is as crazy as
number four.
As anything. This, you know, it's like I said this, like in 2016, uh-huh. It's like I went to sleep and I haven't woken up since. And this is all some sort of weird dream because
it's
now
very possible.
O.J. Simpson has joined Twitter. First of all, O.J. Simpson's out of jail. That's the first thing. He wasn't in 2016. Now he's out. Now he's out of jail and he's enjoying himself. Right? And he's launched his first ever Twitter tirade. He's the real OJ 32. 600,000 people as of this morning. I don't know what it is up to now. But as of, it was sort of overnight, it was up to 650,000 people had followed him on Twitter. I don't know what they're expecting. A confession, perhaps? I don't think so.
No.
So instead, he's offering this that he shot. Now, people are saying this is his backyard. This actually looks like a hotel. To me, it's a gigantic pool and some cabanas and things like that.
Like a golf course is what some people called it out. Like some people said, I know exactly where you are.
Yeah, that's not his backyard. It's way too, you know, he's living in an apartment somewhere.
Hey, Twitter world. You know, for years, people have been able to say whatever they wanted to say about me with no accountability. But now I get to challenge a lot of that BS and set the record straight. More importantly, I'll be able to talk about everything. Especially sports, fantasy football,
okay.
And even politics.
Okay.
But for now, let me just say to my fellow fathers out there, Happy Father's Day.
Oh God!
Oh,
you know,
gosh.
Did you see
warm, nice fatherly message?
Yes. Right. Exactly. Even though I killed your mother, I want to just wish you a Happy Father's Day. Better Father's Day. Mother's dead. It's okay. Hey, I saw this. I'm like, I can't.
I know. It's what's wrong with social media.
Please don't do it.
People who have a voice.
Right. Although, I would say this. I hope he endorses Donald Trump. I really do. I really do. It seems like the kind of guy, they seem perfect for each other. All right. Now, hold on. He wants to address the one thing he's most upset about here. Not that everybody thinks he killed his wife and Ron Goldman. That he might be the love father of Khloe Kardashian, right? People have been saying that.
Of course.
Khloe doesn't look like the other Kardashian kids, like, you know, Bob's other kids.
Hello, Twitter world. This is yours truly.
Oh, God.
Bob Kardashian, he's like a brother to me. He's a great guy. Never, and I want to stress, never in any way, shape, or form had I ever had any interest in Chris. Romantically, sexually, and I never got any indication that she had any interest in me. So all of these stories are just bogus. Khloe, like all the girls I'm very proud of, just like I know Bob would be if he was here. But the simple facts of the matter is she's not mine.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for the clarification.
Yeah, thanks. Right. Oh, gosh. truthful. 83% of Americans think he killed two people, but now he wants to talk about Chloe and how he's living his best life. That's my favorite. No, nobody wants to hear that.
And 17% of Americans aren't paying attention.
Like, what?
Let's put it that way.
Right. Yeah. Oh, gee. This isn't the last we're going to hear from this.
Now, you're supposed to be able to ask him any questions. So I have a couple questions for him.
Okay.
Like, why was her blood in your car?
Mm-hmm. Great question.
Right? Why was the knife used, the same one you owned?
I wonder if he'll do a 30-hour sit-down with George Stephanopoulos. That would be fun.
God forbid somebody has a cough, because I think he'd handle that differently than the president, right? President, at least, you know, stayed behind his desk, and, you know, he might have yelled, but, you know, he's a bit of a paper tiger. This guy is a real tiger. All right, it's time now. Oh, gosh, here we go. Kim, what's coming up in the news at the bottom of the hour?
So, will the Cubs get a big win, or will the Sox steal the show inside the friendly confines? The Crosstown Cup Tuesday, tomorrow at 6:30 on WGN TV Sports.
And we're out at Barleycorn's.
We will be.
3524 North Clark Street tomorrow from 3 to 6:30. Before that game, come by and see us. Got a chance to win tickets to the Crosstown Classic, the Wintrust Crosstown Classic, when it heads down to the Rate on July 6th. So come by and see that. Every hour we're giving away tickets to that. That's going to be something right there, my friend.
Yep.
All right.
It will be.
Here we go. Top five continues.
Number three.
See, this is 11-year-old North Carolina who thwarted an intruder into his house.
Wow.
With a machete. Hmm. Guy's in custody now, but here he is, Braden Smith. He fended off the suspect. Says he was on the phone with his mom when this 19-year-old dude entered the home through a window and...
It was, like, it went by really fast, and I knew that I didn't have any time to think about what I was going to do. So I just, like, grabbed a weapon that was in the house and just acted with it. You shouldn't have done what you've done, and you're better off to get a job than breaking into other people's house. I knew I had to act in the heat of the moment. Always have your kids prepared for anything.
There you go.
So he had a spear machete.
Yes.
It's nice to have around the house.
This is the realistic version of Home Alone.
Right.
Yeah, really.
Right. I don't know why the 11-year-old was Home Alone, but whatever. It's North Carolina.
Just, you know, he's a hero now. So
they taught him how to use a machete, so that would worked out okay.
A lot of follow-up questions
there. Alone with that kind of weapon in the house.
I know. Yeah, he's ready to go.
I'm happy he's okay. Yeah,
he's fine.
Good.
Worked out. It's one of the, you know, circumstances where that, you know, there are parents that go, well, hey, remember the 11-year-old? He was fine.
He had a machete.
That's the way the dad explains it to the mom. The kid was fine. The kid hit him in the head.
Number two.
Oh, boy. Oh, this is bad. This is not so nice. San Diego High School valedictorian went rogue during her speech. She was mad about some of the faculty members, mad about some of the administrators. She gave a speech to the school to clear, mm-hmm. and then did this instead.
So the staff in the main office, thank you for teaching me how to be resourceful. Your negligence to inform me of several scholarships until the day before they were due potentially caused me to miss out on thousands of dollars. When applying for a work permit, you repeatedly turned me away, despite confirming with my employer and parents that all my paperwork was filled correctly.
Okay.
Oh, man.
All right. Wait. No. It gets better. Oh. Because here, like it is just happening so much now in our world, alcohol takes it on the chin.
To the teacher who was regularly intoxicated during class this year. Using yourself as an example to teach students about the dangers of alcoholism. Being escorted by police out of school left a lasting impression. I hope that future students and staff learn from these examples. Thank you, class of 2019.
I wonder who the audio AV guy was there, and they didn't get a hold of him to shut off her mic.
What are you gonna do? Well, this is the era of grievance. You know, right. whatever university she got into, congratulations and good luck.
Good luck.
All right, and finally.
Number one.
Gloria Vanderbilt, famous from birth, has died. Heiress to the Vanderbilt Millions, made millions more decades later with her fashion brand. Her relationships included movie star Marlon Brando, Frank Sinatra, Howard Hughes, and writer Roald Dahl. In 2016, to promote her documentary Nothing Left Unsaid, Vanderbilt, alongside her son Anderson Cooper, talked about living in the public eye.
I really do never read anything about myself. I do look at the picture, though, because I'm very vain, I guess. And I hope it's a
vanity,
good...
Vanity, vanity,
vanity. Vanity, vanity, all is vanity.
I just think the public perception of her is very different than the person I actually know. And she's been making headlines from the time she was born. And I kind of wanted to reveal the person that I know and the person that she really is.
Gloria Vanderbilt was 95.
The top five at five.
Kim's News brought to you by AppleChevy.com.